Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was good because it's useless now, isn't it?
NMP, not my problem.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am...
Oh, am I going to do it?
I was waiting for it.
And you are Lacey G. Wait, why would I say your name?
Because I say your name.
No, I say my name.
Okay.
Anyways.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G. And...
Amy Nichols.
No, you're supposed to introduce me.
Oh, okay. This time.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's a girly girl, and she loves to be spoiled by her hot, hot husband.
And with me today is my hottie, hottie bestie. She is a brunette beauty. I love having her in my life most days. She's a mom of two, married to a wonderful and funny guy. Her name is...
Amy Nichols.
I think we nailed it that time.
I think so, too. Maybe.
It took a little bit of practice.
Yeah.
But we got there. Thank you for the introduction, too.
You're welcome. Was it okay?
It was very okay.
Was it accurate?
It was accurate.
Wait, was it better than okay?
It was accurate AF. So I want to tell you about my not first world problem that I'm going through right now.
Okay. Does it have anything to do that's hiding?
It is hiding.
Okay.
And I'm so proud because I've managed to hide this from you all day. How the heck you haven't noticed, I don't know.
I'm nervous.
It's not a big deal for you. It's not a big deal to anybody unless this happens to them.
Okay, well, I have a bad memory, and now you're telling me I'm colorblind. I'm sure you're all aware of, and now I'm just straight up blind if I haven't noticed this. So what is it?
I'll get there in just a moment.
Okay.
But I did want to address this message that we got on Twitter from Jenny. Jenny, welcome. Thank you for being a looser.
What?
Thank you for being loose with us.
Oh my gosh, I thought you said loser.
I said looser. Anyway, thank you, Jenny. She reached out to us and said that, first of all, she was fangirling a little bit because we followed her back. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And she also said, I'm not picking any favorites or anything, but I listen to y'all on my way to work in the mornings and I love it. I'm not sure if y'all have talked about this before because I'm still catching up. But every time y'all talk about being best friends, the one question I always wonder is, do y'all fight often since you are together almost every day? If so, what are your fights about? What do they look like since y'all say Amy is a little bit ruthless? So I'm so glad that we portray you so accurately on this podcast because you are ruthless.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Well, but it doesn't sound bad. I'm the bitch. You're ruthless, though. So I'm very glad that that came across. But to answer that question, Amy and I do not fight often,
No. Luckily,
because it would be so hard and awkward because not only are we best friends, we also share a room here in the office.
Close quarters.
We go to the bathroom together. Correction, we lunge to the bathroom together.
That's right.
Multiple times a day. And if Amy gets mad... I can assure you it's because of something I said. I have learned to not do that anymore. Or something I made Amy do. But I do know that one time we got into a fight because I said something that was out of line, jokingly, but still. Amy, something. Should I say it here?
I don't know. What is it?
I'm not going to.
I'm super sensitive. The problem is that I'm super, super sensitive.
Well, there's girl talk and then there's other things that can be inappropriate. And I took a girl talk situation and made a joke about it in front of people and you did not appreciate it. So what did Amy do?
I shut down.
Cut me out of her life completely for like a week. I had to go to the bathroom by myself. People noticed. Our old engineer, Rob Chickering, actually asked me, he's like, are you and Amy fighting? I don't see y'all go to the bathroom anymore. And I'm all embarrassed. I'm like, no, we're not fighting. And then finally I go
I
and
think JC said something too. Like everyone noticed.
Finally, I go and talk to you. And the minute I talk to you, we were not in the same room then. You start screaming at me. And I'm like, Amy, Don't yell at me. Like, we're both adult. Do not yell at me.
And I wasn't meaning to yell.
You're passionate.
I'm very passionate. And I don't know, have y'all seen So I Married an Axe Murderer? I think it's from this movie, the Mike Myers, where I can't control the volume of my voice. Like, I start screaming and I have no idea that I'm doing it.
It's okay. I do. You have to, like, really, really make me mad. If I get too mad, I will yell and or cry. I'm not a crier. I know that I have talked about crying. I feel like I'm becoming more of a crier.
Oh my gosh, it is so adorable because you'll wipe a tear and it's usually like a laugh cry, but you'll wipe a tear and you swear every time, I'm not crying. And you're always wiping a tear when you say this.
That's the good kind of laugh. Or the good kind of cry, because I do cry laugh, but I also have bad allergies. And so whenever my allergies are bad, my eyes will just be watering. And I'm like, I promise I'm not crying right now. And my eyes get swollen. And then I'm like, oh, are my eyes just that nasty right now? Do I have bags underneath my eyes? And then I'll find out it's a sinus infection. And I'm like, yes, at least I don't just look like crap like that every single day. So I hope that answers your question, Jenny. And thank you so much for reaching out to us. Don't forget, if you want to join along in the fun or comment or have any suggestions, like tell me how to sign off of a podcast, for instance, you can go to our socials. We're on Facebook, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and on Twitter, Loose Lips Hips.
Yes.
Because that is a mouthful. Twitter said, we ain't doing all that. That is way too much. So, Amy.
Yes?
First world problem.
Okay.
Talk about being mad. I did something yesterday, and the minute that I did it, you were like, ooh, I hope that wasn't bad. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I'm so sorry. Okay. If I had, like, maybe 5 minutes, I could remember.
So, yesterday, and this is my own fault. I don't put myself to bed at night. I'll be so tired during the day. I'm dragging my butt around. And then I get home and I'm like, freedom. I got home late yesterday and I didn't take a nap. And instead of going to bed at a decent time, once again, I stayed up late watching TV because I'm like, oh, well, this is fun. You know, this is a lot better than sleep. So I haven't been sleeping a lot lately. This is actually exactly what it has to do with. So yesterday we were talking and I had said, you know, I'm not stupid. I'm just sleep deprived. And the whole time I'm saying it, I'm just stumbling and bumbling over my words. I sound like a complete idiot.
We all do it.
And I got really mad. And I threw my phone across the room.
Oh, my God.
And whenever I threw my phone across the room, you were like,
Lacey,
I hope you didn't do anything to your phone.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
Well, I didn't. Okay. I did not.
Okay.
I met up with a friend yesterday. That's why I got home so late. My phone was still working whenever I was with him. I got a phone call from my husband. I was still getting text messages. Well, I get my car to leave and I can see that my phone has like these squiggly lines on it. And I'm just like, what is this? It doesn't work. My screen no longer works. It's not cracked. I did not drop it in water. It does not work. I can't.
You threw it.
I can see my messages.
Out of anger.
I can see.
Of yourself, but still.
Oh, by the way, if this is iPhone, Apple, or AT&T, I'm just playing. But yeah, so but it was still working after that, though. And I didn't crack a screen, but I can't touch it and get anything to happen. So
have you turned it off and then tried to turn it back on?
Yes, which is nearly impossible to do because in order to turn it off, you have to touch the screen and drag the button over. Well, also, if you hold down the only two buttons that it has, that will restart it. And so I did that. It doesn't matter. I can see my text messages. I can see that I have a missed call. I just can't check them. I can see a text message as it comes in or if it's my last text message. But then if you were to text me in the meantime and I didn't see it, then I can only see the last one that texted
me. Right.
So my not first world problem that I'm having right now, will you please describe what my phone looks like?
That is an iPad.
This is an iPad where I can receive my text messages and FaceTime phone calls only, not actual phone calls. And then for some reason, I am a snob whenever it comes to iPhone. For some reason, there are some people who don't have iPhones. So those people, I can't get a text on that or text them. I was trying to text my neighbor last night.
Okay, so yeah, I got a text message during work today. And I think you even received a call. And I didn't notice the giant tablet up next to your face.
Yeah.
Oh,
I tried to keep it off to the side so you wouldn't see it. So that's my first not first world problem. Like, I don't have a phone right now.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm going to be able to get it fixed. My husband's supposed to fix it today, or I can go. I mean, I didn't have time yesterday. It happened so quickly. Right. It was working, then it wasn't working. I'm still under contract. No. So, I mean, I should have a warranty. It should be covered. I'm guessing, I'm hoping.
Let me just clear things up. It was working, and then you threw it across the room. It hit the ground, and then it stopped working.
No, and then it continued to work. Because
it did
because I got text messages and phone calls since then. It was sometime while I was out with my friend that my phone quit working.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he met me up here, and then him and I went out and grabbed a bite. I got 2 phone calls while I was out with him. I had to answer his texts and calls to let him in and everything else.
That is so weird.
Yeah. Just crapped out on me. And it doesn't work anymore.
I wonder if we're in Mercury in retrograde.
Retrograde?
Yes, because listen to this. Okay, so I went home and I was supposed to be spending time, like quality time with my children, but I was so tired. And I spent quality time with one of them. Well, okay, I'm not going to say quality. I spent time with one of them. We split up. My son played video games and me and Morgan watched our favorite show right now as Gilmore Girls. So we were watching it, but we had to watch it in my room so my son Maddox could still continue to play video games in the living room. Anyways, so we were sitting in bed and we start watching this 10-year-old television that me and Josh bought right after we got married. I guess it's more like 11 or 12 years old. Anyways, so we're watching it and it just starts, like, the whole screen starts going fuzzy and blacking out for like 3-5 seconds, and then it come back up, and I was like, oh man, the old TV is about to go out. I'm like, it's still okay, Morgan, we can still watch Gilmore Girls. I have my computer.
We've watched way worse than this.
So I whip out the computer and then I start watching that, and it's also like probably 7-8 years old, and the program just starts shutting down in the middle of the episode. So I'm having problems too. Maybe it's just like in the air.
I wonder.
Who
That's
knows?
A good point.
I'm gonna look it up.
I have an iPad. You can look it up right now. So for my second, not first world problem, another thing that I realized, I wake up every morning to an alarm that's set on my phone. I don't have a phone. I also don't have any alarms in my house. So luckily, I checked my iPad before I just set an alarm. And I'm so glad that I did, because on your iPhone, you can just turn your volume all the way up. Mm-hmm. And that works. On your iPad, you have like a touch tone sound setting or whatever. I don't know what it's called.
It's in settings and you have to like approve it to go off or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. So sound buttons or something. Anyway, so I set an alarm and I'm like, is that really all that my alarm is? Because it was so faint. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to sleep through work. You don't naturally wake up at our time. So if I don't have a couple of alarms set to get me up out of work in the morning, then I'm not going to get up. So I am glad that I checked it. I checked it, figured out what the problem was able to change it in settings, turn the volume all the way up, change the alarm sound. The alarm sounds like some chirping if you go with the natural one. Like, no, I'm not going to wake up to birds singing outside of my window. So
You're
I'm so glad.
Cinderella.
I'm so glad that I checked it. I almost texted our coworker, Trey. I was going to say, hey, this is a really weird question, but will you please FaceTime me at 3:30 in the morning and make sure that I'm up?
But you didn't ask him?
No, just
happened to work out?
Yeah, because my husband was at work yesterday, so he wasn't there to wake me up, and I wasn't going to ask him while he's working. I mean, he might be out on a call or something. He's a firefighter, so he spends 24 hours at the station. So I'm not going to ask him to wake up at 3 and make sure that I'm up. If he was home, I'd do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was able to adult my way through the situation.
Look at you.
Yeah. And get myself to work today.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I hope my coworkers are too. Boss man, I hope you're listening to this. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie. No, we're not fighting. Her name is
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And tell me how to sign off this thing so we can end it properly at some point. Thank you so much for listening.
Get off my phone!